This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Gorillas sometimes hum and sing while they eat, and a new study could help scientists figure out why. Researchers recorded a group of wild western lowland gorillas during mealtimes to capture these noises. One researcher told New Scientist they don't sing the same song over and over. It seems like they're composing their little food songs. The study, published in PLOS ONE, found older males had a higher chance of vocalizing while eating. They also found the gorillas made the noises more while munching on certain foods, like flowers or seeds. There's still not a lot known about gorillas' food sounds, but the researchers speculate that they could play some kind of social role. For instance, the older males might be letting everyone know it's mealtime. Or they could be making the noises because they like what they're eating. For Newsy, I'm Catherine Beek.
So that is the sound I make when I eat. Very much like a grill. But I like my meat grilled. Are you well, donkey?
I'm very well, Casper. How are you?
I am so extraordinarily well. And it's so nice to be here again. It's Friday. It's just past 11. And you know what? It's just past 6 in Rio de Janeiro, where they're going to have the Olympic Games. Or are they? I don't know if they're ready.
So excited, Casper. Which games are you looking forward to watching? Which one's your favorite?
I just think of the snow.
You just think Olympics.
I know, I just think snow ones now. No, the running.
Yeah, the hot dog contest.
The
hot dog eating.
Hot dog eating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a new category. And isn't there now like Pokemon Go category?
Yeah, there is. And there is also how many sausages you can fit in your mouth.
Yeah, but that's the porn category.
But it's still the Olympics.
Yeah, Born Olympics. Ah, can't wait. Can't wait. It's going to be absolutely fun. Fucking.
What other games can you think about?
I can't think of any other games. But I watch gymnastics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like the Japs. They're good with that.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Russians are good with that. I like that.
The chopsticks as well.
Chopsticks, China.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Ping pong.
Yeah.
Ping pong, chopstick. Very good.
I'm also looking forward to...
Sorry?
Noodling as well.
Noodling,
that's going to be massive.
Oodles of noodles.
Yeah.
Do you know that today Marilyn Monroe died, eh?
Sad.
Eh?
Casper, I've only seen her in black and white pictures.
She was black and white. She wasn't color. That was what's so amazing about Marilyn Monroe.
What was her claim to fame, actually? Because all I see is just...
Her vagina. No, I don't... She was pretty. People thought she was pretty.
Mm.
And she did like fucking JFK. She did, eh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other thing that happened today was that, do you know...
It's one small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
Yeah, I do, but I don't want to make a whole big conversation about this, Casper.
He was born today.
Oh, he was not the moon landing. It's not the moon, the so-called moon landing.
The guy who was on the so-called moon landing, Neil, he was born today. So Marilyn died, Neil born.
Wow. What did Marilyn die from or of?
Drug overdose.
Really?
Yes. Oh. He was a stoto dingie. Ah.
Ja. Sy lyk so mooi, man.
Sy lyk prachtig, maar meanwhile, onder die duivel dood. Hallo Bernard.
Hallo Gande.
Goeiemôre.
Ag, goeiemôre vir jou ook.
Ag, gaan dit goed?
Baie goed, dankie.
Good. Good.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's time to stay up late.
Good morning. Good morning
to you. Het is een lekker dag, ek is in een goeie bui, ons het lekker gasten, ons het the boys and girls of Club Central,
whoop, whoop. Yay! How far are we in the competition, Casper? How many contestants do we have? How long till we announce the winner?
It's still a couple of months, still a couple of months,
yeah.
Because we're going to have our day in November, so it's still a couple of months. Yeah.
Where's the party going to be this time?
Ask Laura when she comes in, because Laura's got all the info. All right. And then we also got a very nice cast coming in. They're busy with Monte Cassino Studio Theatre with a beautiful Afrikaans musical, which you love, Afrikaans and musical.
That's the worst thing ever.
Yeah, I know. It's like putting Duncan in the middle of a Volksfront braai or something. Anyway.
Look, I can't stand.
But that's why I want you to be here.
Volksfront braai.
So that you can ask the questions.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's all just positive. You can be the negative force.
Yeah.
But don't
shame.
Be
the animal cost.
Sounds like the worst thing in the world, man. I promise you.
Well, really?
Is it an Afrikaans
musical?
Wow, I just thought it's a production. Music, but
and brilliant. Brilliant.
You will love it, I think. Don't you? But we'll talk and you can tell me. I don't think you'll like it. What's this?
Click, 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 boom! Isn't it that horrible, that song that you said to yesterday?
Woo!
Oh, kick my braki saki, ek wag by die naki paki.
So we went to see Ghostbusters with the girls, and it was quite pleasant.
Whoop whoop!
The actual movie in 3D.
Movie 3D,
really?
IMAX.
Wow.
It's nice.
Can you imagine? Is it the one with Casper in?
There is a Casper. They call him Casper. But this is the girls. Stella McCarthy, Christina Wigg, that girl who always plays Hillary Clinton on Saturday Night Live. With that other girl who's so fucking funny, that tall, giant fucking woman.
Oh, I agree. Funny. It's an owl.
Yeah, she's funny.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The four girls.
You can her.
But the whole thing works basically on their personalities. That's what makes it a good movie.
Is it worth watching? Going to go watch?
Yeah, it's worth watching.
I don't have to believe in ghosts to go watch the movie, right?
No, the ghost is like the most least important, least most thing.
What did you take from that movie?
The four girls. The four girls are very good with their improvisation.
Bye.
Very funny. And, of course, but you're not gay. What's his name?
Not yet.
Christopher Hampton. No, what's his name?
Chris Hemsworth.
Oh. It's in it as well.
Woo!
So, you know.
I'm melting.
But denk you that he was mooier as ooit in hierdie movie, nie? Oor dat hy dom was.
Yeah. He was so nice.
He's baie cute.
He's so cute. Pick up the phone. Woo, woo. And call.
Ghostbusters!
Yeah!
No, you hear me, ghosties?
Ghostbusters!
So, what's next? I talk to you. Ooh, that's tonight. It opens.
Lion King.
I'm a slave.
But opens way.
Suicide squad.
I'm a sucker for pain. I got the squad chatting on me from my neck to my ankles. Question from the man got us on a rebellion. We gon' go to war, yeah, without failure.
Hit me, daddy.
Doing for the fam, dog. 10 toes down, dog. Love and the loyalty. That's what we stand for. And we're led by society.
Where's he gone now?
All this pressure give me anxiety.
Ghostbusters!
Like who gon' try us?
Ghostbusters!
So we put the world on our shoulders.
I talk to you.
What a hot jam, Casper.
Apparently, it's your views, cock.
I can't wait to see
it. Reviews, Rotten Tomatoes, our website. Blackpool, the fans will the site to mark.
You know what happened, dude? I think people, because there's a movie coming out, they have such great expectations that nothing will ever meet the expectations. That's what's happening.
Do you know there was a group called the Bee Gees? We even still do that. Still put me with them, but it's going to be like half an hour because they've got so many. But anyway, they had a song. I started a joke which started the whole world crying. Now, this is the version of Suicide Squad. It's like dissonant and eerie. I love it. This I started a joke, eh, from Bee Gees. It's not like this. Minor keys. Oh, I just can't hear. Kom, meisiekie, sing 'n bietjie harder vir die oom. Jesus. Meisiekie.
Suspense.
For alles behalve Bee Gees.
Ja, dit is Bee Gees op.
It actually sounds nice.
crying. Yeah. I started the joke.
Nice, Duncan.
Yeah.
We spruced up that song because it was starting to irritate me.
Absolutely. Casper, look, when
Deadpool Rising.
Yeah, I was like, what's the big hype? Because I didn't know anything about it. Yeah. Now Suicide Squad is out. I don't know what's the big hype.
Amazing.
Look, when I watched Deadpool, it was quite impressive, but I didn't know about it before it came
out. I didn't either.
Suicide Squad, is it about...
It's all the villains.
It's the villains of DC Comics.
Yeah.
Let's get ready here. It's not Marvel, it's DC. So it's the Joker. It's more Batman villains.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's the beginnings of them.
Okay.
So now it's... Jared
Leto?
Leto is the Joker.
Okay.
And then there's this girl. I'm not so. I wish Hannes was here because
who's the hero?
Yeah.
No one because they're all fucked up.
Really?
Yeah, I think Will Smith is also. I can't remember his character's name. But it's the whole squad. I think I know is it was the government of America. The alternative cartoon government said, well, Superman and Batman can become too strong. We must have competition to keep them in tow. And so they trained the Suicide Squad. I think it's something like that. You see, and that's where it all fucking comes from.
Okay.
So we'll see if it's good.
I can't especially fix.
Well,
exactly.
Margot Robbie is playing Harley Quinn. Jared Leto is playing the Joker. Yeah. Will Smith is playing Deadshot. Cara DeVille is playing Enchantress. Captain Boomerang is played by Jay Courtney.
Very interesting.
Viola Davis.
Oh, Viola Davis.
Yeah.
Fact on.
Did you see that Instagram now have a Snapchat? Like, they call it pictures.
Yeah.
I'm totally hooked, man.
I got an email from Instagram, actually.
Yeah, I'm hooked on that.
Yeah.
I take pictures and I color it in now.
I've never tried it out, actually. Let me try it now.
Nice. You know what I did? I took a tap. What the fuck was that? It's my stomach. I'm hungry. I took a tap. I took a picture of a tap video, and then I blocked out all the things except for the water running, and then I made it a girl vomiting. Stuff.
Really?
Yeah, you can do stuff like that.
Sounds really fun. Is it better than Snapchat or is it Snapchat?
I don't know Snapchat because I tried to and I just gave up. I thought Snapchat's cuck. But now Instagram pictures
exactly the same as Snapchat apparently.
I love it.
How do I get to it, Casper? I'm on my Instagram now.
You go on Instagram, you go left hand corner. There's a plus in the left hand
corner. Oh, exceed.
There it is. Yeah. Yeah, you want to quickly do a Snapchat with me, a picture? What you have to do is you open it up. And then you press the record button, which will come eventually on this phone, I think.
Nokia 3310.
I think go back again. So when you open that little thing on your Instagram, you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah, press that, but hold it in.
Press and hold.
Yeah. Are you recording?
I'm recording myself.
This
though,
is are you recording? Yeah. Say hi. Say hello. This is Snapchat. No, it's not. It's pictures on Instagram.
Yes,
we're
it is.
We're testing it out.
Come in, Betty. Come in.
Oh,
is te groot for the screen.
No, it's for Bay. It's on. It's over now. Now you gotta fucking
edit and stuff. Oh, yeah, this looks so cool.
Yeah.
But you look like you lost 50 pounds on
you
it.
You too. This is your screen. It looks like the old movies when you watch it, and everyone looks like trees.
Then, who did I post?
You post, but I don't know how come it's your post.
But what cock is for it? It's only there for 24 hours, and it's gone.
It's like Snapchat.
Yeah, but it's cock.
Imagine
then I sit there and spend all my creativity on a photo to decorate it, and it's there for 24 hours, and it's gone.
No, absolutely. But you can save it. There's a save button as well. So you can have a look at it.
Het jy gepost, meneer?
Ek het hom gepost. Kom ons kyk laat hy opkom. And on the Instagram pictures, I sort of was made aware by Jake Miller. I've got him on Instagram, and now he uses this picture when he goes over and over. I've got a new track out. So I had a look at Jake Miller. Jake Miller is not the baddest looking guy. So
onmiddellik kyk.
Jake, are you listening, Jake? We're going to play your song, my darling, because you were moaning about it on Instagram pictures. So here it is. If it's not good, I'm going to stop it again, Jake. Jake Miller, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I know sometimes you want to go and give up. Hello, Jake. You know what? We should record this and I should send this to Jake.
Yeah.
Should I do an Instagram story?
Yeah. My phone is fucked. Yours is fucked as well.
Betty will take it.
I can't record.
But how am I gonna get this?
I can't hear Steve.
What's that? Maybe just attach it on
Instagram. Okay.
Oh, what a nice song.
Clip it for me. Okay, this is the Casper Radio Show. We're talking about Jake Miller, who was like just on Instagram pictures all the time. My new single. It's a fuck up. Hello, Jay. Are you recording?
Yeah.
But where's your thumb?
What thumb?
Oh, you're doing it like this. No, it's gotta be Instagram. It's gotta be Instagram, darling. That's the whole idea.
This is a local song.
Do you like it? You know it's getting late, we may as well now. I think my memory is fucked.
I'll Instagram story, I've got you. They say
change takes time. Have you got me? Hi, Jake Miller. We're playing your song here in South Africa on the Casper Radio Show because you said we must play it on your Instagram pictures. So we listen, Jake.
How do I send this to you? Do I just post it?
Yeah. Post it.
And tag you.
And then
you can't tag someone in that. That's why I recorded it, so you can.
But that.
Moenie vir my lees doen
nie. Nee, maar dat is nie ons probleem met die luisteraars in maak. Nice, Jake. Oh, good luck, and I hope you're number one. Because I've got a number two.
It's a nice song.
Absolutely.
So it's beautiful.
We were in John Dory's the other day, and Bad Knot and I.
Okay.
And a drunk lady came up. She was first quite soberish.
Yeah.
She said, hello, and she disappeared, and then she came back half an hour later. Yeah. Then she was sloshed.
Yeah.
And she says, I just want to tell you, if you want to have a good time, just take some Coke Light and vodka and just drink and drink. No one smells it. and you really enjoyed it. You didn't slur your words. Okay. And then she says, now, your manager sitting next to you. There's no Bernard.
Yeah, yeah.
Your manager, I must say, exo whom, for whom Flicker gegooid, I would have gone for him. You know, he's quite attractive. She went on and on. Bernard was there.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm sitting there.
But she just keeps on, manager, your manager, like to test me. And I don't say anything. Like, you know, your manager, your manager, your manager. And then at the end I said, no, he's on the cusp of radio show. He's not my manager. I haven't got a manager. Oh, but I would have gone for him. Now, sit papa daar achter, oor die calamaris en tuur vir mama.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's the partner of the lady who's very angry at the woman.
10 out of 10!
Yeah.
But it was very funny that...
Betty must have been flattered.
Yeah, this woman just...
I was actually so shy.
Why?
Aren't you used to getting that much attention? From
not from drunk girls.
Was it a girl, not an old woman?
Well, in her 30s.
Yeah.
Betty, that was your chance, Moss.
That's Betty's chance.
Queenie.
Man, you
she's
can,
short something.
You can be you can be straight net for one day. One night.
Yeah.
New releases. We're talking about new releases. Here's another one coming out today.
Yes,
I don't remember.
I can't get better look once in a while. I get the same thing from it every time. Ek probeer al die afgelope 2 weke oor dit praat. En elke keer word ek kort geknip oor my nuus. Love the song.
Hoe is dit bekend dan? Is dit al bekend?
Ja.
It's Chris. Chris Chameleon.
Ja.
His new release.
Hy het dit gededicate aan die Orlando victims.
Wat? Onthou my nou te noem in jou skinderlies.
Ek het dit klaar genoem.
Called Hurt.
Not that great.
Heb je een video gezien? Oude video, hij is een drag in de video.
Oh.
Weer.
Well, his new English CD comes out today. Firmament, denk ik. Firmament, denk ik. It begins like Queen. Now, what are we searching? What are we searching for? That bung, bung. What are you?
Look, honestly, it's not such a great song. But where's the love on WeChat? No one's sending us messages.
I don't know. Hala, where are they?
Hala, 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 hala.
Hala, hala. Fuck Chris, let's read WeChat.
Hala, hola.
It's a good song, man.
People. Listen, no, it's not bad. I like Chris Chameleon. If you like his style, you like it.
Okay, probably that's the first Chris Chameleon song I've ever heard.
Yeah,
I'm
you
not
see
impressed.
What I mean.
But
listen, shh. What are we living for? Were you?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that was Chris. He died an ugly death on this show. Jake survived.
So ek kyk nog steeds na Jake se foto's op Instagram.
So how many cocks would you give Jake out of 5?
Me?
How many cocks? 5, 4.5 cocks?
Soveel as wat ek kan vat.
Suspicious. Oh, it is really so fantastic.
The Custer and Audio Show.
Beta.
The Casper Radio Show, out there.
Now, once again, I've got an out there song, which is actually in there. It's a good song, because I want to play good, exceptional songs or absolutely astoundingly cuck songs on the out there section. But I found someone, when you listen to him at the beginning, it sounds absolutely revolting. And as it continues, you sort of go, what? Yes, that's a whole noise. Have a listen. Listen. Now, this is the cock part. You go, what the fuck? It's like Duncan. And then it sort of picks up. Screaming Jay Hawkins. hear what I say?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here we go. Eh? I like it. I like it very much. What do you say, Donkey? What do you say?
Baby, 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 baby.
I prefer this guy.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Okay, so that was our art day section for today. Thank you so much.
Where'd you find it? Where'd you find
Screaming
this?
Screaming Mad Dog Hawkins. I found it by chance on a site. Here comes the boys. I'll tell you.
And girls. This boy's up in Central. And girls. See how they walk.
Start walk and talk.
The boy's up in Central. And girls.
Presented. By body. I work 60 hours a week, spend 10 hours commuting, 12 hours catching up with the kids, 4 hours arguing with my ex-wife, and 8 hours keeping my new wife happy. But I spend only 20 minutes a week at the gym thanks to BodyTech, a high-intensity, time-efficient muscle strength and endurance workout supervised by qualified personal trainers. BodyTech uses advanced German electro-muscle stimulation technology, and there are over 20 studios nationwide. Book your discounted trial now at BodyTech.co.za. That's Body, T-E-C. BodyTech. Welcome to a new fitness generation.
So, Duncan, if you look across your desk to your right, who's sitting there?
It's the lovely Miss Lara.
It's Lara.
The boss.
She is hilarious and also Beulah.
And fantabulous.
And fantabulous.
I come and get my ego stroked,
yeah. Yeah, isn't it? We're nice, eh?
Every second week I'm here.
Ah, Lara, welcome.
Hi, guys.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Been a long time.
Been a long time, girl.
Yes.
Where you been, girl? What you been doing?
Working.
On hooray! Hip, hip!
What the fuck's going on with you, Duncan? And you brought lovely people. We love lovely people on the Cusp Radio Show.
Absolutely.
Lovely people brightens up the day. It makes life worth living.
You know, there's no greater time to live but in the Rainbow Nation, Casper. And today...
But look at this vision across from you.
Absolutely. I see the new South Africa right in front of me, Casper.
No, but it's darker than South Africa. It's like the forests of Kenya, I see.
We've got the Sahara Queen in, our presence.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, look. Oh, God, listen to that voice.
Say it again.
Hi.
Oh. Hi.
You got the shivers there.
Yeah, I did. I did, actually.
What's your name?
My name is Poppy Kaba.
Hey, that Klee.
What's her name?
Oh. Yeah, you better click, okay?
Poppy, you say it. You say it.
Casper, we were just voting. Just
I'm
give it
scared
a try.
The whole will jump out of my mouth.
I can teach you. Don't worry.
Hey, I'm Poppy Kaba.
Yes, you're getting there.
Well done.
Baba.
Love it. And you are from Boss Models.
Yes.
I can see. I mean, you're a vision. I mean, who wouldn't put you in their books, on their books? How is the life of a boss model?
Great, great. I mean, I've been their product for such a long time, 10 years now.
Wow.
Ah. So it's a very good journey.
So you started when you were still in the womb.
Ooh, he's
flattering. Yeah, I guess.
He's flattering. He's flattering you.
Maybe you can say that.
Were you one of the first models with Boss 10 years ago, or one of the first groups?
Not really, but yeah. I started quite a long time, 10 years, like I'm saying.
Really?
Yeah.
Look, did you believe that you were going to be a model, or is it something that you heard from people saying, you should be?
Yeah, like, actually, it was not on my mind. Mm. Like,
those are the true models, the ones that are told.
Yeah,
not,
like,
not the ones
I think
who tell themselves.
Most of the models, that's what happens, eh? Like, people, they are the ones who literally took me to the agency and said, like, you should be a model. I never believed in myself. I never thought I wanted to be a model. Being a girl was just a mission for me. I grew up as a tomboy.
Yeah.
Playing football, playing with the boys. That's what I like.
Is your mother tall?
Yes, I come from a very tall family.
Because you, if you look at your face in the mirror, where do you get what from?
My dad. I look more like my dad. Okay. Yeah.
But both are tall. Now I'm going to check these things because I'm thinking DNA. Oh, how did it all, you know? It's always
together.
Interesting for me how it all comes together. And what was so far, you would say, your funnest or most enjoyable or memorable shoot where you had to do some things?
Of course. Okay, I've done quite a few nice jobs. I've worked with international model Alec Weck. I did a Amarula body double shoot with her. Yes, so
delicious.
That was like...
Was it real Amarula you used?
Of course.
Oh, really? So models... Yeah, okay. Because if it was an acting, it's hot tea.
Fudge. It was real. Oh. Yeah, I've done like... Shoots like a Diet Coke UK, Coca-Cola South Africa.
That's exciting when you have to go and back and do the job and you're in another country. That must be fantastic.
Yes.
So we got an aspirant model sitting next to you. Your name is?
Geraldine Williams.
Geraldine, welcome to the show. You entered BAGCC. Here you are, here you go. Now tell her, have you got questions about modeling?
You must think this is Geraldine. a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity sitting next to someone who's been in the industry for 10 years.
Ask this beautiful vision some question.
Okay. I have one question that I would really, really like to know. Coming into modeling, like, did you always knew what you wanted from it, like what you wanted to get from it and how far you really wanted to go? Did you have certain goals set up for yourself that you, like, you were like, I want to reach this at a certain stage or a certain point?
No, I think it's a bit difficult when you start young. I never really knew what I wanted to do in modeling, so half of the time I would just accept whatever that comes my way. But with when you grow in the industry and learning, that's when I started making decision that this is where I want to see myself now. I can't accept every job. I need to protect my brand and not do not just do everything, like I'm saying.
What have you turned down?
Hey?
What are those projects or shoots that you turned down that went against your brand image?
Wow. Can I not mention the brands?
Give us hints.
Yeah, like editorials. There's some editorials that I was like, no, I can't. Mm. This is not good for my book. It's not good for me. It's just a waste of time.
Not to do with my brand, please.
Geraldine, so you, how old are you?
I'm 21.
Oh, really?
She looks young.
Yeah, yeah, you look 17. And Geraldine, so did you enter through our /puppies? What? Hashtag.
Yeah.
There's so many words to remember
these days.
Hashtag, /puppies, Pokemon Go. Fuck. Okay, so did you enter through that?
Yes.
Oh, okay, fantastic. And remember that I said to you, please prepare a joke or a riddle?
I didn't tell them this.
But I told her.
Oh, did you?
Yes. Okay. Oh, do you know? Prepare a joke or a riddle. Okay, ask your joke or riddle to Duncan and he will give score. He's very kind.
Cool. First and foremost, I want to say she has great hair, Casper. You know,
great what?
Great hair.
It's not the earphone you're seeing.
No, it's the haar. Okay. Goeie haar.
Okay.
Het jy 'n grappie vir ons?
I have a riddle.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Riddle ons.
Okay.
Riddle me this.
If you feed me, I live. But if you give me a drink, I die. What am I?
My liver.
my tongue?
No.
Give us a clue.
If you feed me, I live. If you give me a drink, I die.
Yes.
Fish.
Fire.
Fire.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fire, goodman, yeah.
Okay, that was a good one, and I give you, because I got it, I give you 10 out of 10.
Thank you.
Well done. Just last question, how do you get your hair like that, you know? Is there a special treatment? Because you know you are blessed with having the kind of hair. Because if you look behind you, the lady behind you has non-existent hair.
Jane, do you hear what he's saying about you? Jane, you must listen. You rewind this podcast. He's talking absolute cuck about you.
Great. It's impressive stuff.
He says you got ugly hair.
I just said, how can Geraldine over here help out people and just give him hair
it's
advice?
It's too late now. Okay. Well, there's a message for you. It starts with an F. Okay, so that is the tension there. Why would you be? Aren't you and Jane getting along?
No, aunts. But I was not an example.
Look at my hair. You can surely use my hair.
Can you give Casper some hair advice? How he can grow some hair?
What kind of ads do you see Geraldine in, Lara? What kind of ads would she do?
Well, we've got to groom her and see her performance. And
but the look, you've got to like an instinctive feeling.
Okay, she's very tall and skinny, so we might put on to Fashion Week.
Ah. I see her there.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how tall you are?
Not exactly, no.
Okay, we'll have to measure.
A model should know how to.
A model
she's
should know.
She's got beautiful skin, so yes. We could, and the hair dark and lovely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Hey, Lara, you can say that.
What?
Dark and lovely.
Mm. Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to play a song. In that song, we're going to switch. You stay, Geraldine, you're going to go, and then our next guest will come, and I can't remember his name. What's his name?
Akib.
I keep forgetting.
That's what I thought you were going to say. I keep forgetting.
I'll never forget it now.
Geraldine, anything else you want to say to the world before we see you again at the big party?
Hashtags, your followings.
Oh, your handles. Have you got like an Instagram? Have you got like a Twitter?
Yes, I have a Twitter page, but it's not really active.
Instagram is more important for a model.
Activate, girl. And Instagram as well. Have you got Instagram?
Yes, it's Celine Dizwa.
Oh, that's nice.
Spell?
Slindiswa.
So, and then on Facebook, it's Geraldine Celine Dion Williams.
Celine Dion Williams.
Just make it an acronym, GLS or something. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's mouthful. But I must say, I see you acting and being an actress. Do you have an acting background, maybe?
China, we finished with her now.
Okay.
Thank you, Geraldine.
Thank you.
Great hair, by the way.
There we go. Woo-hoo! So that was a bit of Chris again, eh? It was Chris. I thought we were playing something else, but I was totally, totally wrong. Now we got the second candidate. One word, Poppy, would you say?
Go for it.
That's three words.
Go!
No, I thought you were going to say eyes, because look at that eyes.
I know. They're insane.
Look at that.
Yeah, he's such a hottie.
Where did you get those eyes? Mother, father?
It's not from my mother or my father.
Oh, my God. From your plastic surgeon?
I think it's further down the line in my family.
Oh, but it came through.
Yeah.
Because it's amazing.
What color are they, would you say?
Green.
They are mesmerizing.
Even for you?
Yeah, look, I'm hypnotic. Eyes.
Yeah. Take a big close-up of his eyes so we can put it on the Boys of Girls' favorites page.
Je lijkt zo so klein. Wat? Wie was die man dat Desperado gespeeld?
What the fuck?
Some guy who was acting as Desperado in one of the movies. I forget his name.
Desperado.
You know Desperado? Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Antonio Banderas.
Yeah! Ik denk, zo. Wat denk jij?
Totally not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your name is... I forgot the name again.
Akib.
I keep forgetting.
Akib.
So I keep forgetting his name. I keep forgetting. What kind of name is Akib? Spell it.
A-Q-I-B.
Wow.
Akib.
Akib.
That sounds like Middle Eastern.
Yo.
Do you have a bomb?
No.
But he is the bomb.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you got any important and life-changing questions to this wonderful woman, for this wonderful woman next to you, from Boss Models?
Well, I just wanted to ask, that when you started off modeling, was it nerve-wracking? A lot of people telling you what to do. Did you listen to yourself more than you listened to what other people told you? Or was everything like just your own decision?
No, I must say, like, I used to listen to people. You know, like Lara, my boss, will tell me how I should keep my hair, I should go down with my size, how I should be when I go for my casting.
Lara's great.
So I had to listen to people who know the business.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any questions for me? I'm an ex superstar model.
Okay. No. I want to ask you, when you did your first walk through, what the fuck you
call it? Runway.
Thank you.
Runway.
Did you go in autopilot? Were you nervous? Or because you gotta have a certain look.
Yes.
Stand, turn, and all that. Does that then come what you've rehearsed automatically because you're so nervous? Or isn't it that bad? Isn't it that bad to do a live walk?
It's not bad because I used to train a lot. I had a
So that kicks in.
Yeah, that kicked in. So I was just
She's fierce flowing. On the
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your main song that just when that song plays, it just gets you in the mood and you're on that ramp and you're strutting, honey? What is it?
It has to be like Grace Jones. Play Grace Jones for me on the runway, then
Grace
I'm flowing.
Yeah, you've got
flowing.
A Grace Jones. We We just played Greg Jones now.
Actually,
was that Jonty?
Yeah, play that.
Yo, that was a very mooi song, meneer.
Was it Jonty's song?
I think so.
Play a bit of that. Then I know I'm searching here.
It was a delicious song, actually.
Oh, that's my song.
Some of Bossa Nova.
She should show you how to
sing. Are you going to show us?
Pop,
are
get
you
up.
Gonna show
no,
us?
Where's the money first? I don't, I don't just walk for free.
Wow, yeah. Well said. Remember that. Guys.
Well
yeah, said. Yeah, nothing for free.
I keep remember that. So, Lara.
Yeah.
What do you call those ads where they sort of stand somewhere underneath a tree? Or they look up in the sky? Because I see him in that.
I've never heard of those kind of ads.
Just try to describe it again, Casper.
Usually there's more of a story than standing in a catalogue.
No, you open, it's Anna Leibovitz meets Kodak. It is like you open a page and then there's a big tree and then the model is like standing against the tree and then he actually is advertising shoes or something.
It's just a picture.
In a magazine.
Yes, what do you call that? Spread.
A campaign? Editorial. Oh, in magazines it's called editorial, where they do fashion stories. And if it's just one picture and you advertising a shoe brand, then it would be a campaign.
Okay. And what do you think of him?
I think he's amazing.
He's amazing, eh?
Yeah, I think he's good.
I think he's a winner.
Eyes, I think so too. Mm. We actually already jumped the gun a little bit and signed him to get him started.
Oh, really? Oh, well, that's done. Good. Well done for you.
How are you going to keep in shape and make sure that you become the best model in the world?
Oh, Laura spoke to me about going to gym, doing crunches.
Don't do it, D. Just eat junk.
Eating crunchies.
Don't listen to him. You listen to me. Poppy's just told you. You listen to me.
Yeah. And?
Well, she said 1,500 crunches a day. So I'm going to have to do that 750 in the morning, 750 at nights, every single day. So I'm sure that'll help.
One of our models who has the most amazing stomach, J-Dot, he does 750 crunches in the morning, 750 in the evening.
Hopefully that will get me there.
I'll have 750 crunchies in the morning and in the afternoon. So what's that one moment you're looking forward to as a when your modeling career blossoms? What do you see yourself as the ultimate picture for you? In a jet, private jet maybe?
Yeah, well,
with models?
That's super modeling we're talking about now.
Mm.
Well, hey?
Yeah.
Well, going overseas somewhere, but like traveling for a week, 2 weeks, going to different places, doing big things, getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
You see, what is nice about models, is because you do your modeling world. Do you modeling work? You stand underneath a tree for a tree?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't know, Poppy.
But then, because of your visibility, you become like enhancements for people. So, let's say overseas models. Now Elton John has a party. He's going to invite models.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You just stand around. Just be yourself.
And just look pretty.
And that's it.
Be
it's
the
so
furniture.
Nice. And that's when the 75 crunches come in, isn't it? Because then
it's amazing because modeling is actually really hard work.
It's a whole lot of work.
And it's quite physically demanding.
I know, that's
what
I'm saying.
And moving around
but
all the time.
But then you attract, that's what they call attractive, you attract people. And that's also, so a model's world can also be glitz and glam. Are you invited a lot to parties and premieres and stuff? And do you go?
Yes, I do when they pay me.
Oh, so
you're all about the money.
I like that.
Yeah,
but
like
that is
I don't
work.
Just go and show off for fun. It's
you've
either,
been in the game.
Yeah, it's either they pay me or I'm going to network. It's got to be a networking session, yeah.
Because you're a model, your time is your money.
Yes, that's
but
true.
But what do you think or say to all the non-attractive people? How do you feel about them? Should they perish from the earth?
We don't care about them. Care about them here. We want the beautiful people.
But
what did they say?
They still exist. Well, Simba on the WeChat says, please take pics of Poppy.
Whoa.
And Simba's married, yo. Simba's married. And we also have Michelle Kirschenbaum.
It's your voice, Poppy.
Really,
it's Michelle.
Really.
It's Michelle again.
Michelle. You had a different surname at school. She's my chummy from school. How's it, Michelle?
How's
it? We'll meet in Sandhurst later. Sorry. Then, she just says, hello, Betty. I'm glad that you are there. It's a message for you, Beth.
Hello, Michelle.
You think she was going to reply?
I can hear. Wait. Wait. Shh.
Hola, Brenda.
Great. So we don't care about all the non-attractive people.
No, we don't want to know. No, there was enough ugliness.
But they do exist, Casper. Well, I can't say that.
Thank you for being here, for brightening up our lives. Mm-hmm. So we will put you on the Casper Radio Show page and the Boys and the Girls Central page. You too. You are our guest of honor, Poppy. And we'll see you, Geraldine. We'll see you. I keep forgetting. What's your name?
I keep.
We'll see you soon. And thank you for being here.
Absolutely. You know, go well. Go there. Shine. Be pretty, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we got a story here which I know you're following. It's called Konsistory. I know. Not Konsistory. Konsistory. And I know you can't wait to hear the next episode. I know. So here it is. Konsistory brought to us by iFix.
iFix and the Casper Radio Show. Hand aan hand. Die toekomst in.
Hallo, Marcel.
Hallo, Annie.
Hoe lijkt het je zo? Doen jij bezigheid?
Ja, kom, laat ik inklim. Sjoe, dit gaat maar zwaar. Mensen heet niet geld niet. Maar hulle blij jaags.
Hou jij de darm uit als een rentboy?
Ja, wat? Dat is nou en dan iets wat... Ek net sê nie, ek sê al maar ek doen dit nie. Ach, maar vir die rest is dit eintlik my handjobs. En nou dat gee my blowjobs. En, ach jy weet, a golden shower, a brown bear, partij wil hee, ek moet hulle bliksem, en sovoorts. Die geld is hier.
Dankie, Marcel. Ons gaan nou juist na vergadering.
Maar hulle weet ek weet, ne? En dat ek familie is van Nikki en dat ek een van die Zetskis is.
Ons allemaal bejeen jou met respect, amper soos ek kom in Harry Potter. Jy weet, mense kyk op na jou en sê, dit is hy, dis die saad van Nikki Zetske.
Nee, ek is blij.
Jy het vir niemand anders hiervan vertel nie, het jy?
Nee, ek het vir niemand vertel nie. Kyk, Attie is my, ek wou sê halfbroer, maar hy is absoluut fokkel van my. Attie is my grootmaakpa, Kon van Aswegen, se kind.
Ja.
En hy is 'n polisieman.
Ja.
So hy het vir my, kyk, ek is in die tronk as gevolg van die dood van Nikki Zetske.
Maar jy het hom nie regte vermoor nie, het jy, Marcel?
Natuurlik nie. Nou nie kak praat nie. Iemand het vir my gevrym.
Wat, op skildery?
Iemand het my gevrym soos 'n skildery. So ek weet nie wie dit was nie, maar ek het nie vir Nikki Zetske vermoor nie. Maar ek is nou in die tronk afvoer. En om my jaar af te kry, doen ek nou die rentboy werk om die drugsmakkelers te kry. Maar nou weet Attie glad nie dat ek klaar die drugsmakkelers gekry het nie. En dat die drugsmakkelring eintlik kom vanaf Nikki Zetske. Ek dink nie hy weet dit nie.
Nee, hy sal nie dit weet, dit is 'n groot geheim, maar ek het jou vertel omdat jy Nikki se saad is.
So waarom toe gaan ons nou heen nie?
Ons gaan nou vir Lenny en Kenny en Renny en Senny en
Venu,
Zenny, Denny, Fenny, Jenny, Lenny, Manny, Nenny sien by ons vergadering, wat ons hou om al die... Rentboy geld by mekaar te kry om daarmee dan die drugs te koop by ons supplier, ja, om verder te gaan. En ek dink het is goed dat jy nou begin betrokke raak by hierdie aspek van die besigheid, omdat ons vertrou dat jy eendag sal oorneem.
Jo, ek kan nie glo ek was 2 jaar terug gedoem in die se kind nie. En nou staan ek in die rij om een drug lord te wil. It's amazing.
Ja, die lewe gee mens, die lewe is interessant hoe die paaie kruis en loop, ne? Mens hou dit nou nooit gedink het nie. En daar is jy nou op pad
om iets van jou lewe te maak.
Ja, ek weet nie mooi wat ek gaan maak, Amelie, maar ek gaan. Dit is, ek is so bly. Ek wil net hierdie jaar klaar kry, dan het ek nog 2 jaar, en dan is ek vry.
Ja, teen daai tyd het ons al 'n posisie vir jou hier in die drugring.
Wees jou, as mens net droom, dan word jou wense waar.
Hallo Elisabeth.
Ek het vir lange Hans. Great jou weer te sien. Ek gedroom.
Ja, my skat?
Ek gedroom, Dr. Gezer, ons babakie is abnormaal.
Ja, jy het het actually gesê, Elisabeth, het was nie 'n droom nie.
Shit.
Ja, hy het gesê, hy weet nie wat ons moet doen met die babiekie nie. Maar ek dink hy het bietjie gelieg, want hy het vir my gesê, ons moet daai babietjie so gou flush soos 'n plattelandse dwol in 'n stasie toilet.
May hy gesê, ons moet kinky hole.
Ek het gaan navraag doen by navraag, en hulle sê toe vir my, die dokter is nou op sieke verlof, want hy het psigies ingegee blykbaar. Maar daar is nou 'n nuwe dokter. Hier is hy nou net.
Hallo dokter.
Hallo dokter.
Ek ben really insinsa sakwa Alex and the Crow not your center. San mona nonke abazalwane.
Wat jy sê?
Osemsakazweni ushobele muzemhlophe Dennis Qebezani ngomnyama qama ka vinje.
So dokter, hoe lank moet Elisabeth nog lê hier in die hospitaal?
Unqavo bekhalela zingane ngoba yena igidinga inkunzi stebela qedwa maration. Ngizicela ukhis nomihamba nonina, ucupha isikhalo obuhlubeza mfoka botika, uship.
Jeremy ek verstaan niks.
Kwaise ngimbungulo nomasikho
sasikholo
umhlozana abafana namantombazane. Spirit of the nation mabonga endlini. Themba thembekile yimilo.
Can you speak English perhaps?
Ungakubanga inkamba bangethe bathi undlovu katshembo yabenyathi kusongabusomlungu komzidlini simi ngokusola belo simfukazingelwayo.
Okay. Och jer. Okay, so dit was a wasted 3 minute. Pok.
Dis somtjie kwatsi my kobetay ma.
Kan ek orde kry? Kan ek orde kry asseblief? Almal welkom hierso en die gemeenskapsvrotte van Rustenburg. Kan ek net gou 'n roll call doen, kyk of almal hier is. Annie, hier. Benny, hier. Nou, Benny, daar's Marcel. Ek ken mos Marcel. O ja, ek doe met die kont van Aswegens onnatuurlike kind.
Hallo Benny. Jy het gedink ek gaan jou hier sien, ne?
Nee, hy is aan aarde. So weet hy van alles, hè, nie? Ja, Benny, hy weet van alles. Hy is op die oomblik hoofbeampte van die Rainbow, my magtig. Benny, hier, Kenny. Hier, Kenny. Hier, Kenny. Hier, Kenny. Hier, Kenny. Wat is ek? Hier. Jenny, Kenny, Nanny, Minnie, Nanny, ja, Penny, Granny, ja, Penny, 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 ja, Penny, ja, Penny, ja, Chani, ja, Zenny. Yep. Goed, eerstens wil ek vir julle allemaal sê dat hierdie nou Marcel is. Marcel, pure saad van Hietje Zetske en Rita. Hy is die een waaroor die profesie geskryf het, gebore in 'n konsistorie uit 'n vloekvrou, Rita, en grootgemaak soos die Joveniese eie. Hallo Marcel.
Away.
Ons hoofd Willem Smokkelaar is hier. Snoeker, Kom na vore.
Gegroet julle almal. Dis Snoeke. Ek wil net vir julle almal sê, ek wat julle, as julle kok maak, het julle dood. Het julle my?
Ja.
Die insameling van die gelde gaan goed. Ons het 'n paar miljoen rand in waarmee ons drugs sal verspreid. Dat natuurlik nog meer geld vir ons inbring. Ons kyk met respectvolle oor na Marcel, wat eendag die drug lordship sal oorneem. Marcel, hou jy nog uit as 'n renpooi?
Dis alles fyn. En al brand ek soms op plekke waaroor ek nooit gedink het ek sal praat nie, is hierdie 'n opoffering vir die groter geheel, die groter doel. Ek wil net sê dat ons daai fokker sal kry wat vir Nikki Zetske, my pa wat vir my so dierbaar is. Ons sal daai fokker kry wat hom vermoor het. En nou wil ek een heildronk instel.
Marcel, ons het niks om te drink nie.
Maar ons doen dit symbolies dan. Een heildronk op my dierbare pa, Nikki Zetske.
Nikki Zetske! Nikki Zetske!
Nikki!
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 Ek is jou lief vir iFix. Ek betas myself.
Okay, so that was Korn's story, and now it's time for our
extra special
guest. Hy was saam met Connie, Konrad, 'n ruk terug, lang terug, but now he's back. And that is Kosie Smit. Hallo Kosie.
Hallo julle, dis lekker om hier te kom saam gesels. Hallo julle.
Duncan, were you already here when he was here or not?
Ek het nie die man gesien before meneer nie.
I think it was still with Jeffrey. Was there another man op die?
Ja, ja, ja.
Dan was ek het nou self geleer.
Ek het gesien jy druk die knollas.
Ek druk nou die knolla. but then he was here and he used to work for me for very, very long.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
So you were the master and he was the slave. What kind of work did you do for Casper?
I did...
Except order food for him over.
Oh, fuck you. That was not his work.
No, I did his sets for his shows and the lighting and whatever. We make... Ons het concert gehou.
Why not work for Leon Schuster? Why Casper?
No, Casper is funny.
No, Leon Schuster... But Leon Schuster makes movies. I make stages.
I'm stage. I work in theatre.
Oh, okay.
So that's why...
Okay.
Yeah.
We got Cindy Mando saying, sending love from Ireland.
Oh, thank you, Cindy. And thank you for always being there.
Absolutely.
Sorry, Cindy. Ek mag van niemand hallo sê nie, want jy hoor my apparently nie.
I wish work could stop interrupting me while I'm trying to listen to the Casper radio show.
Are you talking to Bernard?
No, it's just a message to all of us. And then Simba says, F you, Betty. No, sorry. I mean, I miss you, Betty. That's from Simba.
Are they all very kind to you, Bernard?
I'm a love my boy, Simba. What's her name? Duncan.
Beaver.
Okay. embarrassing silence. Yeah, Kosie worked for me. Very young. Yeah. Now, he put on a production at the Monte Cassino. Now you're going to cuck in your brook and you're going to say words in Zulu, but it's an Afrikaans musical.
Wow, ngiyamangaza yazi kudala ngifisa ukuya laphaya ngimbona nibhiza amabhulu nezinto zenu laphaya ngifike nini laphaya.
And it's a wonderful show. I really enjoy it. Now, Duncan, do you know me?
Yeah, can you, meneer?
I don't praise a lot of things in Afrikaans.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know?
No, you don't even like Boere Wort.
I don't even do that.
Yeah.
So I went to see this. Bernard saw the production. He said, you must go, you must go. I was ill. I was ill the day I had to go. I felt fluish. So I didn't go, and I was sorry, and I sent Kursi a message. I'm sorry I'm not there. I want to see it. Bernard came back. You must see this production.
Jy het dit vir gesien.
And I went, and I loved it. I loved it, Duncan. I don't know if you're going to like it, though.
What's it about? Give me a breakdown.
It's based on an old Afrikaans movie. And it's like a send-up, but tribute to that movie.
What's a flick was that?
It's an old cock flick.
See, anything that was done by the Afrikaans people 50 years ago...
was a bit cocky.
No, had a lot of pain in it.
But I know. But that's why this stage production is so nice, because it's like paying tribute and saying at the same time, look, this is old cock, this.
Yeah.
But we are bringing it back, and the good of it survives. But no, listen to this. This is your kind of music?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is that clarinet?
That's clarinet?
That's a clarinet.
Oh. Yeah. Hier op Bosfontein is daar by jou been
lekker samen zijn. Oepoemkoemboeti.
Hey!
Wemanda min. Oepoemkoemboeti. Wemanda mini. Oepoemkoemboeti. Ik hoor dit.
Hoi! Hey! This is a bit coming now. I love you so much. You are for my, you are my only one. Yeah.
Is it about four trackers?
No,
man, for fuck's sake. It's an old Afrikaans musical.
Yeah.
About Kusi help me.
Okay, yes. Basically, what happened was, it's this traveling group.
Four trackers?
No. Not like a show group.
Okay.
They basically went to the platteland, all the small dorpies, and do shows.
Okay.
So what happened, one of the characters is a composer and the other one is his friend. He's like the performer. And in this story, what makes this musical so fantastic or fun is that you have these two mythical characters, Klaus Faki, which is the Sandman, and Cupido.
Cupid.
So then you basically get... these two friends that live together, and the one has to create songs for the boss, Mr. Nier Marie. And I weet nie lekker wat om te doen nie, want hy opgedroog, he kind of dried up out of ideas. So what happened was this Klaus Falk and Cupido characters switched roles, and they made the one friend sing in his sleep, not the composer, the other one. And basically, the one friend starts writing down his lyrics. And so
while he's sleeping.
While he's sleeping. Yeah, but the friend can't remember a word what happened.
When he was sleep talking.
Yes, he was sleep talking.
Other ones writing it down.
Yes.
Wow.
So that's why the thing is that the show's called Altijd in My Dreamer.
All the time in my dreams. Yeah. Yeah.
And then...
give me an example of one song.
You're listening to it.
Andy Blow for
yeah,
no.
Yeah, here of us one time. Oi! No me salgará, no me lacará.
Sounds interesting.
This is a nice number because the cast comes into the audience on this number driving a car.
Yes.
What is nice about this production, it is low budget because it is the studio theatre. You can't do a lot. You can't fly things in and out. And so they made it very clever. So they play the car driving through the audience and stuff.
Wow.
Like that. And that is so nice.
Absolutely. I can imagine.
I thought it was very original.
How long is the production?
Can I speak? I thought it was very original. Sorry.
Hoe lang is die productie?
Die actual productie is amper 2 ure.
2 ure?
Ja. It's like 45, 50 minutes.
There is a pee break.
And then there's an interval and then 45 minutes.
En hoe is die support thus far?
Ek denk oor die algemeen, ons opkomst is baie goed. Ons is baie gelukkig. Die week is anders bietjie rustiger, maar die naweek lyk baie goed. So ons is baie gelukkig.
And are you going to tour?
Ons kyk dan nou, ons gesels met verskillende plekke.
You have to. Do you hear me? Why is this on? Does that have to be on?
That not miss.
Sorry, I was asking Duncan technical questions. You wouldn't understand people. It's fucking very technical. you must do it, Kwesi. You must do it.
Ons wil baie graag.
You must do it with this.
I think mense moet dit sien.
It's a festival production as well because it is easy to travel,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
It's not that, and it's intricate within what you're doing, but I mean, you can travel with Fiesta. And Fiesta will love it.
Ek dink so, en ek dink
die mense. I think so.
Definitief, ons wil dit verder vat, want die groot ding is ons doen die klein weergawe, bedoelende, toe ons begin praat het oor die Afrikaanse seisoen, het ons gegaan, maar wat kon ons daar aansit? Skies net so'n bietjie backtrack, hoekom ons die spesifieke produksie daar aangesit het, is omdat dit is 'n klein spasie, en ons wou, die uitdaging was, kom ons sit die pangeste show daar.
In die spasie. Ja. It worked, so like a charm. And of course, you got the Afrikaans season going at the Pieter Tourine Theatre at Monte Cassino. So wat ander produksies kom dan nog na Altyd in my drome? Wanneer maak Altyd in my drome klaar?
Ons speel nog tot die 21ste Augustus.
Mense gaan kyk dit regtig. Dis fantasties. En dan?
En dan begin ons met Marion Holm vir beginners. Ach nee, die Kaap is weer Holm, skies.
Die Kaap is weer Holm, Marion Holm.
En sy is dan...
Julle onthou van Marion, sy was dan fucking Anna en oom Kalimari. Ja. En sy was in die Kasper Radio, Rasper Show. En sy doen nou al jare haar one-man shows, wat ontzettend gewild is.
Ja.
En Kaap is weer Holm.
Die Kaap is weer Holm.
She's one of my, like, we studied drama together. And
really?
Stuff.
Ja.
Wow.
Goeie jaar daar jaar.
Het was een goeie oos jaar. Ja.
En dan is ons... Oscar in die Pink Tanny met Sandra Prinsloo in.
Is dit 'n gay play?
Nee. Dit is 'n drama en dit gaan
ja, dit gaan aan.
En wat gebeur is dis 'n drama met in Sandra vertolk 2 ouer karakter en 'n 10-jarige seentjie.
Lekker. Sal jy vir ons probeer laat sy kom praat hier daaroor?
Ja, sy sal ek sal reël laat sy kom gesels.
Dit is fantasties. Oscar in die Pink Tanny.
Yep.
Okay, en dan?
En dan het ons 'n produksie, 'n nuwe geskryfde produksie met die naam Dop, wat Andre Odendaal speel aan.
Now, Duncan, you're not here, it's Andre. Remember Andre you liked? So, he's in Dop.
Hy's in Dop, en Sylvain Straak doen die regie, en Wilhelm van der Walt is die ander karakter.
Remember Andre from Growing Up?
Ja, ek onthou die man, ja.
Ja, he's in a production with Kusi now. So we'll get him back again.
Asseblief.
And you know who I met the other day was Joe Mafela.
Yeah.
So we'll bring Andre and Joe in.
Please, okay. Please, Kasper.
But you must ask questions to Andre as well. You can't just ask to Joe, hey, Duncan?
No, Andre had his chance last time he was here, and I'm done with him.
So he's got a production called Dope. That's Andre.
Yeah.
Andre, and then?
And then we finish the with Liewe Heksie en die Sonneblom, wat Werner Vels productie is. En ons het nou... saam met Hansie Versaagie span ons saam om die puppet, die marionette weergawe.
Hans? Gaan jy self doen? Dis nie Dobbe Dolla wat die reaksie kom speel.
Nee. Oh. Dit is letterlik die hele produksie. Dis ook in 'n klein musical, dis familie vermaak. Ons probeer die sit van alternatiewe Afrikaanse familie entertainment vir oor die November seisoen.
When we were young as Afrikaans children, Afrikaans speaking children, let me put it this way. There was a story about a witch, which we enjoyed very much. And she keeps on coming back. They're doing productions about Liewe Heksie. Dear Witch.
The production's called Dear Witch.
Yeah, Liewe Heksie. Afrikaans. In Afrikaans, we got two Liewe. Liewe Jesus and Liewe Heksie. And so Liewe Heksie is very popular.
Ek wil dit sien.
Yeah, jy moet kom kyk.
Ja. Wanneer is die productie?
No, we in 2.5 years time we couldn't get into production yet. So it is.
Maar jy moet altyd in my drome kom kyk. Jy sal ek dit is interessant. Mense wat glad nie Afrikaans verstaan nie, het al die produksie kom kyk.
You hear?
Wel, dit was nul.
Hulle was absoluut Well, jy het cast members van altyd in my drome hier, wie is hulle?
Ek het saamgebring vir Michelle Botha en Tessa Denton.
Ja.
En
Tessa the dentist.
Yes.
Yes. En Willem Botha.
Ja. Yeah. Okay, so sal hulle inke. Ek gaan nou 'n stukkie speel hier op die plaas. Wat is dit?
Dit is 'n in die stuk. Daar's 'n klomp bekende nommers wat mense sal ken. Ja. Want dit is soos amper volksbesit musiek al.
Ja.
En dan het David Boverhoff die komponis, het vir ons 'n klomp songs net geskryf.
Ek ken hom.
Ja.
Hy is nogal aantreklik ook.
Ja, is baie mooi. En hy het vir ons nuwe musiek geskryf en hy het ook al die orkestrasies gedoen en goeie. So hier is een van die...
Is dit original?
Hier is die original.
From the original cast.
En in wat gebeur, hierdie stikkie, wanneer mense die vertoning kyk, in die tweede helfte begin, waar hulle bezig moet, is met die repetitie.
Ja.
En hierdie Niels, wat die tekst verwerk het, het op een stadium achtergekom, ons kort, mens hoor die hele tyd in die film, dat hulle van hierdie concert praat, wat hulle by mekaar sit, maar jy sien het nooit die repetitie. So hulle sit basis die concert by mekaar, en hier is een van die liedjies wat
in die concert is. Okay, well let's listen to hier op die plaas, en ons krijg die rest van die kaas in van Alders en Drummer.
Hier op die plaas in die oude smal, waar die mees groot geel staan, te bepaal het weg vir ons land en taal, moet ek moeder hierbij staan. Ek droom van een tijd zonder haat en strijd, ek droom van my saai maar
Saria sal sê. Die liedjie was 'n klein bietjie vinnig. So hy's klaar en die geraas wat julle hoor is die kaas wat nou inkom. En hulle kom sit almal. Ek gaan die mics vir hulle oopmaak. O, Jesus, moet net nie omval nie. We got one Kosi, if you can hang around and as I ask you questions, you sort of like a bee come to the mic and okay. Hello, good morning, Michelle.
Morning, Casper.
Are you well, Michelle?
Michelle is well, Casper. How are you?
I'm fine. And listen to me. I loved you in Alter de my Drome. You were so funny. We talked about the other play you were in with Hannes and Liz. What was it again?
Twee vir die prijs van een.
Ja, dit was Snaaks. Jy was baie goed. Huh? En jy was baie anders en goed in die ene. Twee rolle wat jy vertolk. Die ene is Klas Valky en die ander is mevrou wie?
Mevrou Botha.
Maar sy het 'n lang naam. Sy het 'n lang naam.
Yes, Dr. Professor Dominee Botha.
Ah, very good. Very well done, Michelle.
Bye, donkey.
If I can just repeat again, people who don't remember Michelle, she's the guard. If you want to put that in with me, associate her with me. She's the guard in Hakensteek.
Yes.
Aleta, I think was
her
name.
Yes, Aleta, yes. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
And then, what did you do? Anything else for me?
Nee, Kasper. That was it, sorry.
Maar Aleta was deurlopend.
Sy was, ja. Lekker.
And then next to you, who's this?
This is Tessa Denton.
Hallo, Tessa.
Hallo.
Ach, kyk, luister wie praat mee.
Hallo.
Dis baie mooi.
Thank you.
Tessa, jy is saam, jy, Michelle is Klas Valky, jy is...
Kupido.
En dan ruil julle rolle.
Ons ruil werke. Ja,
werke.
Yes, en dan gebeur alles.
But you play this character, en dan play jy ook... Die sekretaresse?
Yes, Betty.
Betty. Okay. Yeah. En Betty werk vir die oom, waarvan Kosi nou vir Duncan vertel het, wat dan nou die liedjies soek.
Yes. Meneer Marie. Ja.
Ja. Tessa, jy was fantastisch.
Baie dankie.
Jesus, ek het gelag vir jou. So.
Baie dankie, is een nice compliment. Is so lekker om te doen.
Ja, jy kan sien is lekker.
Ja, dat ons geniet het erg.
Baie, baie goed. En dan ons derde gas is Willem Botha.
Hallo Cassie.
Hoe gaan het?
Dit gaan baie goed. Dit gaan nou baie goed.
Ek is blij.
Ja.
Jessie Willem, jy het my daarom uitgebal met jou spel in die productie.
Baie, baie dankie.
Want ek ken jou as een sanger. Ek het jou nou nie gesien. Ek het ook al in movies en sovoorts, maar hier het jou nou stage acting genoeg en bodywork en goed. En dit, jy was amazing.
Baie, baie dankie. En ek moet sê, soos, toe jy my tweedie, ek dink ek het vir Kosi net uitroeptekens gestuur. Van die tweet, en die tweet kan enige, of die uitroeptekens kan hy maar enige iets implementeer. Maar ek dink dit is wat die rol vir my so lekker in die reproduksie is. En ons het gisteraand het ons so bietjie daar gepraat. Want baie keer kan het nogals vervelig wees om die...
Romantic lead
te speel. Hulle het vir my so baie vleis gegee om mee te werk en om 'n karakter te skep en om net saam met kyk, as jy saam met Tessa en Michelle speel, dan moet jy maar dan moet jy maar jou standaarde lig en 'n bietjie uithaal.
Ai, Willy. Ons kon julle almal nou nie in die audio, in die studio gekry het nie. Daar's nog ander cast members, maar ja, julle werk verskriklik mooi saam. So, wat sê julle ensemble? Die ensemble werk is buitengewoon. Ja, maar jy is reg. Jy is die my lead, maar tog is daar iets wat jy doen wat ek weet nie, dit is meer as net ja, Prince Charming. Dit is net die manier waarop jy sing en jou die bewegings wat jy maak en alles. Dit is ontsettend entertaining en dit hou die aandag en dis nooit boring of iets nie. Wat ek natuurlik voor opgelet het, want vooral met Afrikaanse producties, ek sê nou in Verkosie, ook hierso, dat die mens is kritisch, vooral as jy Afrikaans self ook is, is hier die fokke ding op standaard, ja of nee, jy wil nou eerst sien.
Ja.
So ek was pleasantly surprised.
Ek dink daar is meer druk op 'n sanger as hy in 'n show kom, as wat ons al gehad het.
Ja.
Ons het al gepraat, omdat jy, natuurlik mense kyk na 'n kritiese oor, nou is nou weer 'n sanger in 'n ja. Akteerrol, en ek dink jy doen dit so beautiful, met deernis ook, dit is die mooi ding die, van sy karakter.
Want mense ken hom as 'n sanger, maar eweskielik ek hy van die punt van sy toon tot bokant is sy kroontjie.
Wat ek bedoel, en hy doen dit goed.
Ja. En hy doen dit amazing.
Mm. En nie al die sangers kan dit doen nie.
Nee.
Nee. Nee, ek wil nou niemand in die gesig vat nie. Ek bedoel maar net, ek weet wat die gehoor sê, weet, maar en hulle, jy het meer pressure, ek dink.
Hulle word gecast om mense te trek, nie om die produksie goed te maak nie.
Dankie.
En dit is jammer.
Dankie. Dit is jammer, maar ja, jy doen het goed, Willy.
Dankie.
Hy is echt steek.
Hy is.
So hoe het jy opgeëindig saam met Koos, ken jy hom?
Kom ek sê vir jou, ek het van Kosie gehoor en ek het gehoor en ek wil eintlik nie sê jy moet hier staan nie, want
hoekom wat?
Ek bly maar Kosie.
Nee, het dit nie.
Daar kry ek weer werk by jou. ek het gehoor van die goeders wat Kosie al gedoen het en die produksies wat hy al gedoen het en ek het al van sy produksies ook gesien en ek het rarig gehou van wat hy doen. En ek het letterlik nie geweet waarvoor ek audisie nie. Ek het vir my...
Ja, jy het maar net gegaan.
Ek het letterlik vir my bestuurder gesê, ek hoor Kosie hou audisies. Ek wil net gaan dat hy my moet sien. En dalk in die toekoms kan hy vir my werk gee.
Kosie!
En ek het... En toe het ek gegaan vir die audisie. So, ek het... Daar is baie keer wat ek soos... En dit is... Ek stel vir myself doelwitte. En ek pinpoint mense saam met wie ek baie graag wil werk en mense waarmee ek, ja, en mense wie ek ook geassosieer wil word, want ek gee nie noodwendig om oor die verkope of die hoeveelheid albums, wat solank ek weet ek glo in daai produk wat ek op die einde van die dag doen, dan weet ek my siel en my loopbaan is in 'n goeie plek.
Ja, dit is baie goed, want dit beteken ook jy is met jou voet in die kunste, het stage work en daar, en dit is baie belangrik.
Ja.
Vir jou eie satisfaksie. Ja. So, het jy omgekaast Kosie met die doel al van altyd in my drome?
Ons het, ek Niels en David het, toe ons die stuk geskryf het ons een definitieve punt moes, nie, ons wou vir onsself, ons wou mense kry, wat die rolle goed fit.
Mm.
Hulle hoef nie El Debo te wees nie, of hulle hoef nie, hulle moet iets na die partijkie toe bring, wat uniek is. Ons wil, want op die ouwe, ons wou nie net die muziekblijspel recreate of herskep, precies die selle as wat het is nie.
Ja, want julle, dit is El Debo en Frederik Burgers movie,
dit is oorspronklik, ons wil definitief dit, die wat is die woord,
Julle het dit daan geslaag om dit heeltemal nie te maak. Mens mis glad nie vir Aldebe of vir Frederik Burgers nie.
Nee.
Glad nie. Glad.
Ek dink die wat is regtig graag sou wou doen was eerstens dat mense die nostalgie wat Aldebe en Frederik Burger gehad het in die film. Ons wou dit graag hou, maar ons wil dit ook 'n nuwe voice gegee het.
Absoluut 'n nuwe voice.
Met die span wat ons saamwerk en ek weet dit was ons uitgangspunt toe ons oorspronklik begin audisie het. Ons het letterlik 'n klein huis hoeveelheid mense gesien.
Ja.
En ek dink op die ou en toe Willem daar aanstap, toe, ek moet alle liefde en respect, Willem. Nee, maar mens kyk met 'n meer kritiese oog na iemand.
Mm.
En as Willem nie so goed voorberei het daai dag
nie. En topless was nie. Ja.
Hy was letterlik, van al die mense wat ons gesien het, ek was letterlik kont verstom.
Nee?
Wat ek gaan fok het.
Selfde.
Wat is gaan het, ok, ons kos gee my kans, kos kyk, En hy het vinger getrek in repetities yeah. en hy het regtig baie hard gewerk. So,
yeah.
ene wat mense as hulle die show kom kyk, weet het is nie net, hy doen nie net sy ding nie, hy is regtig so deel van die span, en die span speel ongelooflik
raar. Maar dit is wat span, ja. Ek kan nie vir jou beskryf, Cassie, toe ons, David, wat die musical director is, wat een musical genius is. Absoluut. Maar toe hy die eerste dag vir my die goed speel wat ek gaan moet sing, toe dog ek, okay, jylle moet my recast, want daar is die manier, ek het die hele tyd met my phone so by hom gestaan, dat hy dit net vir my sing, dit was my absolute Grieks, in vergelyking wat ek met my solo goeders doen, so, hulle het gelukkig baie geduld gehad, wat baie gewerk het.
Wel, dit pas, dit lyk nie op dat jy enigszins ooit gegooi het nie.
Ja.
En nou, asseblief mense, allemaal wat die liedjie ken, sing dit, ek kry dit my fucking kop uit, is dit van die katte?
Oor, hy sing, dis Willem se song daai.
Ja, maar julle ken dit seker?
Ons ken nie die woorde nie.
Ek
ons
het katte,
dis wat ons ken.
Doen.
Of Willempies, of...
My,
of dit ons Willem, daai
song. My oud-tansine van Reineveld, sy is so ryk, sy rol in die geld, sy het toe mos een dam laat bou, om baie visies aan te hou. En... Oor, dis goudvisse, soutvisse, witvisse, grysvisse, alles soete snoekvisse, bakvisse, stoutvisse, geelvisse, groenvisse, lelike en mooi visse. Alle soorte visse het sy daar. En dan gaan ek katte,
asjeblief,
dan sit aan. My skoonmoederkie hou katte aan, sy is al lang gepla met die maan. As ek dan s'avonds huiswaarts keer, lyk dit my daar's 20 meer. Oor, dis wit katte, muis katte, swart katte, grys katte, alles soete mak katte, bak katte, huis katte, geel katte, groen katte, lelike en mooi katte.
Miau!
Alles soete...
Oh, love it, dankie!
Oh man!
Dit het die langste gevat om alles om te leer, ja.
Oh, die katte, dit het in my kop gegaan die heel dag. Volgende dag, katte.
Ja, ons het tot op die dag nog van ons opening, het ek het nog nie gehad nie.
Al die verskillende klede.
Is dit elke hand aan,
Nee, ek red het nou al recht. Hang af, waar my kop is. Die een aand toet my neus begin bloei, en ek het net die hele tyd gedink, gaan my neus nou begin bloei in die vertooning? Ek weet, dit is nou baie oversharing, maar so toet ek later aan begin sing van katte, en dan sing ek van visse, en dit het helemaal.
Die mekaar, soos jy nou ding.
Ja, so ek het later aan wormpies, het ek gesing. So dit was net
Rooi, alles is
rooi. en die ding is wat die song interessant is, laterand kom Darius en Grant, wat Fanny en meneer Marais speel, kom laterand op die verhoog. So dan kan ek nie meer net opmaak wat ek wil sing.
Hulle moet saam met my sing. Wel, dit is fantastisch, en julle twee se rolle, is dit baie geïmproviseer, of het Niels Klaassen, die director, vir julle gesê wat om te doen, but it looked like a lot of your creativity was inside.
Dis die lekker ding om saam met Niels te werk, is dat hy, he's an actor's director, so hy laat jou toe om self te skep, en hy is oop vir alles, en hy sal natuurlijk sê nee, as dit belangrijk is, wat daar baie van was. Maar ja, ek denk baie van die goeders het ons self gebring, maar Niels het ons afgerond en het beter op...
Jy begin met die idee en dan sal Niels om verder vat, of Niels kom met die idee en dan sal... Maar dit was een genuine workshopping type of environment, wat altijd lekker is.
How many times did you watch the movie? You can hear I'm speaking English because this is English station as well.
Sorry?
How many times did you watch...
The drunk station too.
This is the drunkest radio thing.
Actually, I have not watched the movie.
Good.
I've watched it once.
Good. Yeah, but because I ek het gewonder of julle die movie gaan vat as 'n basis, maar dit is die creator se probleem.
Ek weet Niels wou, ons het vir hulle gesê, hulle moenie die movie kyk nie.
Ja.
Kyk, Michelle het dit as Chris gaan kyk. Maar ons het gesê, as movie, ja, dis, maar ons wou nie gehad het, mense moet hulle kopie nie, want ook actors se eerste instink is om, kom ons probeer daai karakter kopie.
Okay.
En ons het vir hulle sê moenie, maar ek weet hulle het van dit gekyk, skelling.
Kyk, pinte vir my, pinte.
It's very difficult to have copied the two male characters. My characters is actually in the movie, they're males. So they rewrote it to be females.
Okay. But so, as I say, I mean, the whole play, you don't miss anyone. You can't go, this must have been a movie. You don't miss the movie whatsoever. Because, as I said earlier, it is that endearing quality of praising or paying homage to the movie, but at the same time it's modern. So we got some very satirical jokes as well. Ten koste van die movie. Mm. Wat julle ingooi. But ek het gehoor die aand, ek was het party mense nie is die goed gefokking gevang nie. Maar dit is fine. Dit is fine. I got it. Where you weet waar jy hoe die mense daai tyd gepraat het soos yes. Ek kom en sulke goed, maar op die verkeerde manier gesê.
Maar die jokes gaan se vinnig. Ek het jokes gevang die tweede keer wat gaan kyk het, wat ek die eerste keer glad nie gehoor het nie.
Ja, maar jy is stadig, Ben.
Ja, poes is stadig.
Jy is stadig. Dis waarom dit vir jou seker nice was om dit weer.
Kan jy dink hoe gaan jy dit geniet as jy dit die derde keer gaan kyk?
Ja. Imagine.
Okay, so it's still on till next week, hey people. Mense, en dit is by Kompie, en dit is by Monty, en so voort. Ons gaan nou weer daar oor praat, jylle moet nou bly, maar ons het allerhande ander kak ook in die show wat ons nou moet deurgaan. En een daarvan is Bernard, of soos noem Stadige Barry, en hy het 'n insetsel. Ja, dit is absoluut welkom om saam met ons te skinne. So Bernard, wat het ons vandag?
Opgewinde klink sy. Wel, eerstens wil ek oor Roepel wees kinder.
Roepel?
Roepel?
Roepel.
Roepel.
Roepel. Roepel. Die All Stars season begin ons nou amper. Jy?
I'm a big fan.
I'm also a fan.
This is amazing. Die resepie verander so 'n bietjie in die All-Stars.
Vertel.
Want gewoonlik dan na elke episode dan staan die bottom 2 en dan moet hulle lip sync for their lives en dan gaan een uit.
Ja.
Nou moet die top 2 lip sync for their legacy.
Oh my word.
En die wenner van die lip sync besluit wie gaan huis toe.
Oh, yes please.
Kan julle die beach fights imagine?
Ek kan net dink. Lovely. When is it starting?
Dit begin ek onthou nou skielik die 25ste Augustus.
Yes, baby.
Oh, it's now. It's within a week or two.
Ja.
Begin het dan uit te saai soal by ons.
Ons is achter.
Stream people run to the
21st.
And then you can rest and wait for RuPaul.
Yes, baby.
And what more?
En dan,
ja.
Wat is beter as Channing Tatum?
Channing Tatum's
a nut Channing Tatum.
Oh. Wat praat jy?
Hulle maak. Oh, genade. Hulle maak 'n remake van Splash. Onthou jy daai movie?
Yes, ek het gesien. Ek het dit gesien.
En Channing Tatum gaan 'n merman wees.
A merman.
Ja. Is dit 'n woman who's now gonna ontdek 'n merman?
Ja.
Ek het altijd gespeel in zwembad toe ek jonger was.
Ons ook.
Met een handdoek op my kop was ek een mermaid.
Weet jy, ek was met kon onder water asem.
Little Mermaid fan was ek. Ek het actually geauditie vir altyd in my drome met Part of Your World van Little Mermaid.
Ja, ek was nie was.
Ja, but Little Mermaid is not the same as Splash, you know that.
Ja, ja. Ek weet.
You're confusing Disney now.
Ja, sorry Disney.
Walt. Sorry Walt. So Channing Tatum gaan hy dan soos my Magic Mike daar uitkom uit die fucking see uit.
Ek hoop so.
Hy's obviously topless.
Is hy fin afruk. En kan toe gooi.
Jou funny, jou funny. Okay,
en dan eens. Justin Bieber.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Ja.
Hy het 'n kans aan leeftyd van die hand gewys. Hy is gevra om 'n rol in 'n rol te wees van 'n nuwe movie.
Ja?
En hy het gesê nee vir die rol, want daar's 'n gay sex scene wat hy moet doen met een van die backup dancers.
O, speel hy, it's like a sanger?
O, hy speel 'n sanger in die movie dan. Maar dit is hy en ek dink Selena Gomez gaan in die movie wees. En, well, hy sou.
Cool.
Maar, ja, hy het toe nou nee gesê. want hy sien nie kans vir dit nie.
Well, hoekom nie?
No, but you see, obviously the producers, the writer, whatever, they hard for Justin, so they wrote that especially in, so that he can do this gay sex scene, and of course he saw through it and said no.
Die wêreld sou dankbaar gewees het.
So jy, so jy
het ook geslik.
Ek weet of ek 'n hele movie van hom wil deur, ek Jerry, weet of ek dit gaan maak nie.
Ek het 'n level van waardering vir hom. Ja, gaan in die lig.
Ek het bietjie respek kry of kan ek nie respek nie, maar ek het bietjie van hom begin hou met interviews op Ellen.
Oh, okay.
Dit is wat ek sê, dat daar's elemente wat ek al gesien het dat ek gaan okay, it's not all bad.
Justin. 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 I'm in. What do you mean?
Justin, I'm sorry. It's Justin. My Justin.
Volgende.
Laaste brokkie nuus. So is daar nou weer daai mense wat nou sê Pokemon Go is nou deel van die gay agenda.
Oh please.
How now, Bronco?
Hulle sê 3 uit elke 5 software developers is gay.
Oh please.
En nou sê hulle skryf die plekke waar die Pokémons gevind kan kry. Skryf hulle in gay clubs en sex clubs om stryd mans toe te leer.
Oh my word.
And the conspiracy of existence.
Jy sien, dis nou die nuwe.
Wow.
Ja, dis sad.
Ek het actually nie weet nie.
Dan was dit Poke the Man.
Ja, yes.
Poke the Man go.
Wow,
nou, wie dink dit nou weer uit? Wie dink dit nou weer uit?
Daai mense wat altyd daai kak uitdink. Ek dink daai Robert Pattinson is deel van dit. Daai het gesê die gay mense gaan uitsterf want hulle kan nie reproduce nie.
Well, hello, science, we can. Hello.
Het hy dit gesê?
Hy het actually gesê.
Ek weet nie daarvan nie.
Yeah. He's stupid.
Loss of respect. Completely.
Yeah, but, what is wrong with you in this day and age? Who cares whether you go straight? Who cares?
Really? Yeah, I don't get it. It's not you. So go on with your life.
Yeah, precies. What's the problem?
He's all.
Wow. Nou, dit al van my kant.
Ag, maar wag, ek wil jou vra, Bernard.
Wat van?
Nie oor die nuus nie, maar ek wil jou vra, ek het gesien kyk net dit 'n nuwe show voorspellers en mense kan aansluit en dan word jy getoets.
Ja.
So ek wil hê jy moet opgaan op my site dan toets jy ons en kyk of ons goeie spellers is.
Okay. Ek is apparently nie. Het ek dit agtergekom met die toets.
Ek spel beter Engels as Afrikaans.
So is it like is Afrikaans? So
dis Afrikaans. Dit word beter Afrikaans genoem.
Yes. Okay. En dan wat moet jy doen? Afrikaans. Well, is dit so 'n spelling bee?
Ek het vasgebrand toe ek geregistreer het vir die site.
Want ja, moet jy registreer?
Ja, jy moet registreer, maar die vraag is in Holland. Ek dink MC het dit geskryf.
Dis dit maar altyd dis moeilik om die een rokkie twee skoene toe te pas.
Aha.
Oh, interessant.
Ek sukkel ook daarmee op Vrydae aande.
Ja, 1R2S, yes.
Ja, die 1R2S.
Ja. Is dit die real 2 rokke?
Maar kom ons probeer.
Ek weet is ek dink interessant is
1R2S,
yes. 1R en 2S.
1 rokkie 2 skop. Ja. Dis oulik.
Maar dan weet ek
nie. Dan die res is werk dan nie so nie.
Ek het nou net wag. Ek het iets gesien nou die dag wat vir my baie snaaks is. Ek wil gou dit lees.
Is dit skie sekretaresse nie.
Sekretaresse.
Met een rokkie, twee skoene, daai reel apply to that nie. Ek is nie heeltemal seker nie. Maar ek dink dit applies throughout.
Is dit?
Ek, nee, kyk, ek sien kakse speller wat daar is. Ek sien al twee languages, so moenie my vra nie. Ek weet actually niks.
Nou kan ek die grapie nie kry nie, maar dit was iets soos Egiptenaar wat gesê het, remember ice before seagull except after penguin or something. Dit is want hulle het mos nou hieroglief.
Ja, Kasper, kan ek net vir jou sê
vir my,
as ek so op toer gaan en die pad raak lank, dan Google ons altyd jou video's en toe jy nou vir haar sê, "Are you well?" Toe, my favorite video van jou nog van alle tyd.
Hallo.
You slima, are you well? Yes, but the pie eat you. Ja, dit is ek.
Hallo folks, you know what? Yeah. Sasha Mortoningo, what's that guy's name?
Yeah.
Yes, that's
the... Yep. He says when he opens his radio show, they always do, hello, hello, are you well? Well, thank you. Daai ene, omdat hy Engels is, baie mense like dit.
Ja. Yeah.
So dit was, well, kom ek vertel vir jou, ons het dit gedoen 3 of 4 keer, want ons was so stupid daai tyd, ons het nie besef, jy kan cut na die screen doen. So ek het alles in een take moes doen.
Wow,
so dat is een klomp takes van met verskillende jokes en dan een van die meeste jokes is toe nou gewen.
Okay.
Ja, so ek sal graag die ander take
doen. Ja, 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 ja.
Wat, okay, kus jy daar? Baie dankie.
Wil jy vlak 1, vlak 2 of vlak 3?
Ach, kom ons gaan vir oukie.
Vlak vark. Okay.
Dat is tenminste goed vir ons onszelf als ons die weg stap.
Vlak wat nou?
1.
Ek is dieselfde as jy, ek moet het neerskryf om te sien of het werk.
Klik op die pijltje om na ander datum te blaai.
Oké, ga nou.
Ek is op pad. Oké.
Wat doen ons?
Al Johan's slim plannen is pure snert. Is een synoniem vir snert is...
Kak.
Hier wacht nou, kom hier.
Versinsel, lug, boch of gehalte?
Boch.
Boch.
Boch. Kom eens klik boch.
Snert is boch.
Wel ja, boch is dit.
Ja, boch, ja.
Je praat jy gesê het snert.
Nee, snert is die woord. Snert is die actual woord, ja. Synoniem. Pen en papier.
Bring het! Joyce het een piep oproep ontvang.
Piep oproep.
Dit was een klank, nie een woord nie. Antoniem, antonieme, anonieme of anoniem?
Dat is hy, noem
anonieme.
Anoniem.
Wacht, sê weer.
Anoniem.
Anonieme oproep ontvang.
Ja, ek soek anonieme.
Anonieme.
Anonieme oproep.
Niemme. Ek sal gesê het niemme.
Ja, anonieme. Het is anonieme oproep.
Moet nie op my skreeën, jy krijg aanvalle.
Ek skreeën nie, verpak se.
Krijg dit net reg.
Ja.
Is ons reg?
Die, ons weet nog nie.
Oké. Anonieme.
Die poep is seker die verkeerde klank, nee.
Nee, poep is nou.
Oké, die poepsake vrou dra baie dieruwele.
Dieruwele.
Is dit skatryk? Een woord, skatryk twee woorde, skatryk EI, of skatryk twee woorde, maar EI, nie EI nie.
Nee, skatryk een woord met
een EI. Een woord met een EI, Michelle het gesê.
Ons klik dan daar ene.
Michelle het baie, baie vol vertrouwe gesê.
Baie dankie, Michelle. En ons gaan het nou stuur.
Goed, gaan ons het sê nou?
Nee, ons gaan
nog
enekie. Laaste enekie.
Laaste ene.
Die strepe in die pad het al verdof.
Ja.
Wat se woordsoort is die woord strepe in boestaande sin? Is dit 'n werkwoord? Een byvoeglike naamwoord? Een bywoord? Of 'n selfstandige naamwoord?
Selfstandige naamwoord.
O, want dit is 'n streep.
Dit is 'n streep.
Selfstandige naamwoord.
Hy is selfstandig.
En dit is nou waar ons streep trek en dit stuur.
En ek is selfstandig.
Die selfstandige streep.
Die self.
Kom, kleuterboek.
Dis nice. Ja, ja. Hallo maatjies en welkom weer by Kinderuur. Tannie Tessa het vir ons 'n heerlike storie saamgebring vanmiddag. Die selfstandige naamwoord. Tannie, vertel.
O,
te praat.
Die selfstandige streep. And that dit begin altyd met 'n dit was 'n koue woensdagoggend of wat ook al. Dit is altyd koud, strangely enough, in daai boeke. Of sonnig. Actually, daar was 'n bietjie.
Yes. Ons is lewendig op die lig. ons wag. Die kindertjies wag vir hulle storie kan die Tessa.
Sure.
Maatjies,
no pressure.
Ons weet kan die Tessa die afgelope paar weke baie pressure gehad. En ons kan sien in die handsak, daar is twee Albrand sherries in, maar, Tantessa, nog net vir die kindertjies die keer?
Een streep en lijn die selfde woord.
Wat?
Streep en lijn.
Is een kak story, mama, van in die trein, mama.
Trek jy die lijn, trek jy die streep.
Hierso is Tessa's verpleegster, sy sal vir ons een storykie vertel.
Dat is een goeie moed.
Die selfstandige streepie, het gaan lee in die pad. Wat is selfstandige ding om te doen?
Ja, verander die channel onmiddellik.
dit wou nie lewe kry.
Nee.
Selfstandig.
Script.
Ons is nie selfstandig genoeg.
Yeah.
Nee, ek glo dit nie. Ek glo dit julle is fantasties.
Wil jy hulle
wat?
Wil jy hulle uitslaai hê?
Ja.
Yes. Nee, maar kom ons ja, o, het ons klaar. Wow, ja,
dis
vinnig.
Dis vinnig hoor. Dis nie van hier nie.
Yes, dis nice.
Rondspeel toets vlak 1. Hierdie toets hoort nie op jou vlak nie. 100% korrek.
Ah, snapperoo!
Wat een wonderlijke team maak ons.
Is
het nie seker door anonieme nie, maar die rest is ek...
Is ons deur met
vleende fakkels?
Ons het een ander segment, die gaat ons...
Stoofpoepies, stoofpoepies,
stof poepies van tyd.
Sandwich Baron bied met trots aan stofpoepies vir almal wat honger is na die verlede. Stofpoepie van tyd.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lewer mos gratis af by my huis of kantoor. Maar wat sal dit wees? 'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige sampioensaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
Het jy al daar geëet?
Nee.
Nou verseker.
Jy moet, dankie wel. Baie dankie. Sandwich Baron. So, stofpoepie, gaan ons terug na ou hits toe. Partykeer obskuur, partykeer baie bekend. Vandag is obskuur. Dit is vandag is dit regtig stof wat ons moet afblaas van hierdie herinnering. Hier is 'n clue. Hier is 'n clue. Hierdie ou kom ek toe nou agter toe ek nou weer om bestudeer. Hy is die genesis van Steve Hofmeyer.
Aha.
Steve Hofmeyer het hierdie man gekopie.
My God.
Neil Diamond?
Nee.
Okay, klip.
Ouer.
Nee, dis 'n local ou. Dis 'n local. Ek verstaan wat jy sê met Neil Diamond. Hierdie man sing ook Neil Diamond. Kom, ek speel.
My,
okay. Hy speel ook Neil Diamond. Wie is hy?
I'm a New York City born and raised, and nowadays I'm lost between two shores.
Dit klink soos Neil Diamond.
LA's fine eating home, and New York's home, eating my no more.
Verskoon, die klank is opgeneem in een of ander kreef kroeg in Durban.
Mooi
stem, hè?
And no one heard at all, not even a share.
Hy is nou op ski. Hy was mense was mal oor hom. Hier is ook 'n song. Wag, ek moet eers hier stop, anders maak ek nou kak. Hier is 'n song.
Philip Coleman?
Nee, hy kan ook goed. Hierdie ou het soos dansers agter hom gehad. Wat? Kom en danse.
Casper de Vries.
How very dare you.
I was about to say.
What else? Why is Steve, eh?
Whatever
happens.
Things were just right and then it was.
Koosie, jy sal hom ken.
Hoe oud is die man? Gee ons 'n klink.
We've shared some real good times. Remember those tidal rides. Oh, it was something else then. Living was easy and we were in love.
Nog een van hom? Nou kan jy hoor as IT's hierdie. Jy kan hoor as IT's. So dit is toe Steve
en agteraf man was.
Jong was nog. En ons was op skool of nee, op technikon. Dis hierdie ouwe movie.
Ek was met sy boeties op skool. En daar een andere.
Hierdie ouwe of
Steve? Steve, 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 Steve. Sy boer.
Flip en
alles.
Ja.
Steve
Hofmeyer. Ja,
ja. Hierdie.
Nee, dis die ou.
Wow. Wat oude domme sy. Hy was een klink, hy was een leidraaikie.
Ok, hy was toe ons, ek en Steve, net in universiteit uit is, toe is hy seker 223.
Wow, what a boy. Ja, joh, waar is hy nou?
Een kracht. kroeg op fucking Durban. Wat het gesê nou?
Die kreef, die kreef kroeg.
Oh, sorry, ja, daar krachtkroeg. Wees die laatste een. Hier kom die rook op die verhoog. Dan kom die dansers en soek ek, kom in straight to pink.
Ach, fantastisch.
In, ja, dan kom hy nou op. So in a bol rook. Moments shared with you are in a dream. Every day just seems an endless scheme. Geen clues nie. Do I like to have you here right now? To share my feelings and to reason why. Got to get it bound.
Guys, I'll let that to fake.
How can you call your kids?
Live on, live on, live on, live on. What's he?
So Steve is altijd te fake.
Ja.
Ik heb het nou gezien vanmorgen op je video.
Die video is baie mooi. Oké, okay, kan ik het zien?
Ja, alsjeblieft.
Dan gaan jullie die naam niet kennen, maar kusie zal. Dank je. Pierre de Chamois.
Pierre de Chamois, yes, I hear you. Yes, share my feelings and to reach out.
Hy is van Durban.
Sê hy lip balm?
Is hy lip balm? Hy is
later gebore.
I want some lip balm. I want some lip balm, lip balm, lip balm.
Diction, diction.
Give me some lip balm, lip balm, lip balm, lip balm. Shame. But don't you think, hey? Ja. Ek kyk, as jy dit Steve of my, dis dansers, soek een bykie, Duncan, can we Google him? Google Pierre Chamois. Let's have a look at him. Ja, dit is baie moeilik, want sy regte naam is Gerry Smit. Oh. Maar nou het dit Pierre Chamois geraak natuurlik. Maar dit
Piet.
Pierre. Nee, sorry.
Ja, Pierre. Funksioneer dit op Pierre.
Willem, waar jy Pierre gesê het, let twee treikies. Wat jy gebruik
het. Ek het die hele trein nou net gebruik. O ja.
Ja,
like actually nou al soos Neil Diamond.
Ja, maar moet nie nou kyk.
Okay, daar so is
toe hy jonk was. Was
dis is mooi.
Toe het hy gelijk soos een van die acteurs van Bald in the Beautiful.
Hy kan bykie, ja, soos Rich.
Ja.
Rich van, ja.
Maar kyk, hier so like hy soos Neil Diamond.
Wat? I do, I do, I do.
So hy leef, wat sê dat Steve Wolfman sy carrière gesteel het?
Ons het hom terugbring. Want was Pierre Chamois op Tuka tot nou?
Nee.
Glad nie. Hoeveel Tukas was daar? 6.
Pierre de Chamois.
Pierre de Chamois, we will get you in the studio. We will put you back on your pedestal.
Maybe it is Pierre Chamois. No?
Chamois.
Maybe it is Pierre Chamois.
But why?
No, I don't think it's Pierre Chamois. No, I don't think so. No, I don't think it's a Pierre Chamois. Mama slim papa dom.
Tessa, so waar kom jy vandaan? Waar het jy groot geboort? Hoe oud is jy?
In Rissenburg.
Nee, fuck off.
Ja.
Uit die deur uit.
Ek weet, ek moet na man net gaan.
Oh, you know, my opa en oma kom van Koster.
Well, okay. Ja, daar, dis waar ek vandaan kom, Rissenburg, en ek het,
but
ja.
Good people come from Rissenburg.
Baie van die artists kom actually van Rissenburg af, wat ek nou so die jare lang
knaklip in het. Waar kom dit nou vandaan? Opa, oma, want jy is een natuurlijke actrice.
Dankie.
My hele familie is kunstig, hè?
Alles mal.
Dit teken ook, ja, amazing.
Ja.
Die Dentons.
Meer die Kriels, actually, my ma se kant van die familie, ja.
Die familie van Didi.
Nee. Wat ook? Nee, maar nee, ek denk sy nie. Nee.
Is jou pa Engels?
Nee, wel ons ek mis my ancestral visa met 2 geslachte. So ons is eintlik 'n Scottish clan, die Dentons. I know, right?
Nou sit Brexit in any case, en nou is jy gevolg.
En toe ek nou, ja, ek het in Rissme groot geword, en toes ek in Pretoria gaan swat. Mm. En dis ek Johannesburg al die pad.
Wel mense, Tessa is like, it's like watching people like Carol Burnett on stage.
Dis a baie groot compliment.
No, it's just, you just throw yourself over.
So,
hoe noem mense dit? Throw yourself over?
Give yourself over, give yourself, on a show.
Throw yourself over with absolute pleasure. Give yourself over.
Absolute pleasure.
Hoe gaat het met die Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Ja, alles gaat goed. En dit wordt nou uitgesaai die 20 oktober.
Met Adam Lambert.
Adam Lambert.
Wacht niet.
Laverne Cox as Frankfurter. The original, what's her name?
Riff Raff.
No, man. Tim Rice.
Tim Rice.
Wow.
And I consider
it amazing.
For all us, we'll need to say thank you for that. Mm. Oh my God, now it's in a rolly.
Grul hem in, wat nog.
Hij wordt elke dag gestoot.
Lekker. Ik love that. People,
Michelle. Ja, je hebt het
al
net gezegd. Wat? Never mind, carry on.
No, it's okay. But the thing is, this is on podcast, you can rewind, right?
Oh.
It's in really good.
Fruit cock.
Blonde foot. Tessa, waar
is je
volgende? Is je baie op TV of zo? Want ik kijk niet TV.
Al baie televisie gedoen.
Is het?
Ja.
Mag ik zeggen, ik zie broer?
Ja,
so poor.
Al die seepies al gedoen.
Oh, genuine. Oh, okay. Because
drop it. Ja.
Ek wat dit is vir my, jy was 'n gewaarwording vir my. Ek het dit verskriklik geniet.
Dankie.
Michelle ken ek nou goed en wat is volgende? Wat 'n musical doen jy nog? Want ek sien jou in elke musical.
If only. Nee, ek doen vir Kwessie My Fat Friend.
But now in English.
English.
Oh, that's fantastic. Ek wil hom jy?
Ek doen ons is hard aan die werk in die studio, so
ek het jou gesien op Instagram saam met Bok van Blerk en Bobby van Jaarsveld.
Ja.
Ek was jaloers op een van die twee name. Hoekom was jy saam met hulle?
Ons het so 'n program geskied oor sangers wat iets in of die program se naam is Drie Kuns. Hmm. So hulle het drie mense gesoek wat iets in gemeen het. So ons is nou al drie sangers wat al in films was. So dit is wat die
En dan praat hulle met
jou. Ja, dan sit sommer net so 'n uur program oor hoe ons nou praat oor hoe ons toere beleef en alsoek wat nogals lekker was.
Bly jy nog in die Kaap?
Nee, ek bly vir hierdie jaar is dit my 10 jaar sedat ek in Idols was, so ek bly vir 10 jaar in Pretoria.
Is jy ek tog ja. In die Kaap?
Nee, baie mense dink dit want ek praat nog steeds van myself as 'n Kaapenaar, ja. So. Ja, nee, so ek
jy's 'n Pretoriane.
Ja.
Oh, that's amazing.
Ja. Okay. Ek moet sê ek dink Pretoria was die beste aanpassing want ek het vir 'n jaar in Johannesburg ook gebly en ek het baie gesukkel. En Pretoria was die beste aanpassing vir my gewees van om van die plaas af te kom.
Ja, ek is
van die plaas. Ja,
Kwessie, baie sterkte met jou seisoen wat voorlê.
Baie dankie.
Ons sal weer verander, ons jou weer inkry. Sê elke keer jy inkry Kwessie.
Ons sal kom tee.
Kom ja. I love your show. Altyd in my droom is by want ek het sien 'n theater boek nou by kom ticket. People, die tyd is verby. Kan julle dit fucking glo?
Dit is verskriklik lekker. Baie dankie dat ons hier kon wees.
Goodbye. Stay well.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye,
bye. This is CliffCentral.com.